know, it's not every day we get to fulfill a fantasy, a wish fulfillment, but in this case, we're absolutely doing that. This is Ben's wish fulfillment, which is to do a commentary episode. Here we are on, what is it? Podsgiving,
yeah, I think that's what we're calling it, yeah. Doing a marathon of podcasts. It's our tradition now on Thanksgiving week to
absolutely
get together and record some podcasts.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. Yes, we're doing a commentary finally, and as you said, fantasy, we're doing it on The Princess Bride.
Absolute classic, yep. Movie, and under 2 hours, which is critical.
Yeah, I was just about to ask, this movie clocks in at an hour 38. Are you going to be able to sit through the whole thing without having to get up?
It's tough, because I hate any movie more than 90 minutes.
Start fidgeting
and losing interest. But.
So hopefully these 8 minutes don't mess you up.
This is an absolute experiment.
Yes.
We don't really know what we're going to do here, but we're going to talk right along the movie.
Yep.
We want you all to cue this puppy up, yep, at the title. Where I'm looking at a black screen with a blue script. It says The Princess Bride, a Rob Reiner film.
Yep.
Cary Elwes, Mandy
Robin
Patinkin,
Wright.
Robin Wright, yep. Christopher Guest, as he mentioned, yep, getting in here.
Got Billy Crystal, Andre the Giant,
Wallace Shawn.
Yep. Mandy Patinkin.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned him. Right? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's fine.
I don't listen to you a lot, but cheers to a new type of show.
All right, so here we go, buddy. Let's down the hatch here. Now, down the hatch is for everyone listening as well.
Yes. So please watch along with us as we commentate on The Princess Bride. Are we ready to? We're ready to go on this, Dave.
We've clinked the glasses. We are at the title screen, and I am going to hit play in 3, 2, 1, play.
There we go. Title screen on it. And we hear Fred Savage coughing,
yeah.
So that's where we're at right now. So
is he faking? Like
I think
Ferris
so.
Bueller?
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't feel warm or anything. Classic, classic Nintendo right here.
Oh, this is a great game, wasn't it?
It's so good. It's Atari.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It looks like Nintendo.
I know. Yeah, look at the controller. It's Atari.
All right.
Look at this.
So were you a Nintendo guy or Atari guy?
A little bit of both. I owned a Nintendo, but at Grandma's house, there was an Atari. So
yeah. Grandma's always got the good stuff.
I know. Did your room look like this?
My room did not look anything like this. And when I'd watch these movies, I'd be like, why don't I have a room like this? Look at that old bag of Cheetos. You see that?
Yes.
And entrance of Grandpa.
Yep.
A very dramatic entrance into the door.
I used to think he was, I didn't realize they made him older looking in this. Like, they gave him more of a gray mustache. Because,
yeah.
Peter Falk, he was...
Well, look at that tie spilling out of his vest. He's really sloppy looking, actually. He was Columbo, right?
Yeah, Columbo. Have you ever seen that show?
No, I mean, I've only seen commercials of it. Have you seen it? You see it at Grandma's house?
No, I've never watched Columbo at Grandma's house. How would you feel if you were stuck homesick playing video games and your grandpa comes in and says, I'm going to read you a book?
It sounds stupid. Right? Tell grandpa to stay home. I want to play my baseball.
Right?
You know, I'm in the middle of my season. I got my third baseman's having a great year. My pitcher, he's got 20 wins, and this guy's got to read me a book.
But, yeah. I love his voice.
Yeah.
He isn't someone who seems like it would be into this book.
He seems like he'd be the guy that wrote it.
Yeah. He does look like an author. Now we're at the field, the good old farm.
With Buttercup.
She kind of bosses around Wesley here, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's a very independent woman. She orders him around. But he is just farm boy, right?
Yeah.
He's lowly scum.
That's true, yeah.
You know?
This is about class, this movie, as we just talked about in one of our other episodes. As you wish.
Although...
Famous sayings.
Where is she? I mean, is there a castle somewhere or something?
Well, I don't think she's princess
not,
yet, right?
Not yet.
She's just part of a, like, say there's Lord Stark.
Yeah.
Starks. She's probably like.
Oh, she's like Arya?
No.
Oh.
I'm thinking more like just someone that lives in Stark's territory.
Oh, okay.
And so is a supporter of the Stark, but has money.
Look at that advertisement for those subtitles. What is that?
Yeah, she wants him.
Oh, I mean, all he needs to do is just stand up to this bitch,
yeah,
and she'll melt.
Yeah. Look at that. She could have grabbed that.
Yeah. I mean,
she just wanted him.
This is drama.
Yeah. He was a handsome man, I gotta say.
Yeah, not bad. Look at that! Look at that kiss. I mean, the sun is rising.
Great shot here. Yeah. Great shot.
Thank you, Rob Reiner.
Yep. We're right there with you, Fred. What is this?
Yeah. What is? Yeah. This gobbledygook. This mamby pamby kissy kissy.
Yeah.
Girls are gross. They have cooties.
Typical kid, though. You know, waiting for the good parts.
Yeah. When does the guy's head get chopped off?
That's what I'm looking for.
Where's the stabbing? Yeah.
So why does he have to go here? I think he got called by someone. I don't know.
They'll see each other
again.
One time.
Aw. This is true love. It's true love, Dave.
How does he know? He's never even. Did they kiss, you think?
Right now, yeah, in the sunset. Remember the sunset shot?
You think they banged?
Oh, yeah, 100%. There's no doubt in my mind.
They're sneaking around in the barn? Is that yes?
Yeah, I think so. Look at that. Aw.
No.
Dread Pirate Roberts.
I'm with Fred Savage.
I know.
Yeah, with some action finally.
I know. They alluded to murdering by pirates. Oh, classic teenage breakup there.
Yeah.
I'll never love again.
Come on. Wait till that next farm boy shows up. You'll change your tune.
Now, how does Prince Humperdinck find out about her?
I don't know.
Sorry, I'm trying to find out the schematics, the logistics of everything.
Are we going to discover that this movie is actually quite nonsensical as we go through?
Maybe. This guy's just such a sleazebag.
Oh, so she is a commoner.
Yeah.
And she becomes a princess. Got it.
So it's... You will not find your common now. So he's basically doing this for political reasons.
Yeah.
You know, I'm marrying a commoner just like you folks to gain favor of them.
Yeah, it's sort of like in Gladiator where Joaquin Phoenix did all the games and stuff to curry favor.
Right.
Same deal there. But she wasn't. She was higher station than stupid stable boy, so she wasn't a complete
right,
trash.
Yeah, she was higher than someone.
Look at Humperdinck. I mean, he seems like a nice guy so far. I mean, he's doing a nice thing.
Yeah,
he's
but
giving her a chance.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, but she's running away. You know.
What?
This is probably the same field. They just keep recording in the same field.
The same old ground.
Here we go.
Look at the going by height.
I know. Wallace Shawn.
He's like a little person. And there's Andre the Giant.
Yep.
So charming.
No.
That's like a giant neck pinch.
Yeah, is that a real thing where you can pinch someone at a certain thing and they faint?
It's just in the Star Trek movies.
But this dynamic here with all these guys is just
great.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
suspicions.
Yeah, I mean, how do you get a job in a movie if you can't talk properly? I'm curious about that. But he still works, though, right?
Yeah, here and there. He's definitely a character actor.
This has got to be the only thing he was really ever notorious for, right?
Yeah. Look at him talking to Andre the Giant.
Well, hippopotamus, so what, like a hippopotamus?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a good insult.
A little exposition there.
And you!
I just love it. It's this tiny man talking to these guys who could easily take him out.
Under the giant backing up.
Greenland!
He's terrified. Or at least, you know, for the moment. In the moment.
Here we go. I love the score.
I was just about to say that.
I beat you to it.
You did.
Us. Andre, his voice is just so deep, and you can barely understand him, but it's
no. Anybody want a peanut?
Famous peanut line. This is definitely a model ship on a...
In a pool?
Yeah.
It's Rob Reiner's backyard.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible. Like, even though you know it's a clear set.
Right.
It's still okay.
Right, yeah. You know? It's simple, but... It's almost like a play, you know?
You put a fan on her hair.
Right.
And on Inigo's hair. Doing that. You can all relax. It's almost over. I'm not sure how this follows. I told you it would be absolutely, totally, and in all other ways, inconceivable.
Yeah. Inconceivable.
Slumsy gets there.
But why do you ask? Ah, something's there.
It's like a seal, but just in case.
Eel infested waters.
She's not afraid of eels?
Apparently not. I mean...
She's a strong, independent woman.
Right. She grew up on a farm. I think that's true. Pretty, you know, naive to the dangers of the sea.
Yeah.
Those are the shrieking eels.
Cold out there. See that?
I know.
Roll pass by there.
Yep. Gotta reassure him.
He's grabbing the blanket. He's all tense, white knuckling it. What an amazing child actor he was.
I know.
A little tough guy.
Nope. Of course, she doesn't die. I always like that touch.
Yeah.
Going back to the story.
I love it too, yeah. Well, it's funny too because as the viewer, you kind of get lost in the story too. You forget that there's a stupid grandpa telling a kid. You know, you get reminded.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I don't know how they got so close to her that he could punch the eel and take her up, but you know.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. So, like, there used to be legends of, like, crazy sea monsters and stuff. You see that in Game of Thrones. Right, with the, yeah. The Kraken and stuff. I think that would be an interesting world to live in where it was, like, a Kraken.
Yeah. Let's live in that world. See what happens. Eclipse of insanity.
Move the thing.
He has no idea how to do it. It's definitely a toy, right? Or a model.
Yeah, like a claymation almost. Or like a little boat floating in like a bathtub.
So the Andre the Giant was he was basically deteriorating during this movie.
Oh yeah,
and he couldn't have any weight on him whatsoever. Like obviously that's not him. That's
he wasn't climbing
stunt man. But yeah. But even like this close shots of them, like they're not hanging on him. They're like held up by wires and stuff.
That's too bad. Why is there a rope there already?
No, I always wondered that. Like,
who put this giant rope? Inconceivable.
Inconceivable.
He is moving hard. Oh, so right here is where they're suspended?
Like right here. Like, yeah. I mean, I assume they're standing on something and they're making it look like.
Well, it's kind of sad and a bit ironic, right? Because his size is what made him famous.
Right, yeah.
Although, you know, the personality is what really did it, I think.
Right, yeah.
But he wouldn't have gotten recognized without that size. And yeah. That ended up being his undoing.
Uh-huh. Good old man in black.
That's a hell of a technique right there.
I know. He's not even using his feet, just pure arm strength.
I think I'd get about 3 feet high.
I know.
And fall.
That's a big-ass rope, too.
That's what I'm saying.
So thick.
That wasn't really climbing, was it? Just like a wire.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's why it's so thick, because he's got to cut through it. Still alive.
I agree.
Oh,
it's like the most famous meme from this movie, right?
Yeah. Do not think it means what you think it means. He's already telling him his strategy. I want to challenge myself. I'm going to do it left-handed.
Whatever you want to do.
I love Inigo Montoya. Did we have Inigo Montoya and Andre the Giant in our top duos when we did that episode?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
It sounds like something we'd have.
Yeah.
I think that's, yeah. So here's where, like, this is the funny part of the movie is where I mean, I know that that's Cary Elwes coming up and he's trying to find his love, but I'm really just rooting for an ego here.
Right, yeah.
It makes me, like, uncomfortable because I know what's going to happen a little bit. I'm rooting for an ego.
Right, because he's so honorable, too, because, yeah. You know, he lets him, you know. Catch his breath and
he could just take a rock and right. Throw it at him and it'd be over.
Right. He's bugging him saying like, how much longer are you gonna be?
Huh.
He's like, he does a great job of that accent because I think he's like totally American.
Yeah. And he's a great actor. Yeah. He's been in many things, and I always love when he pops up.
Yeah. He trusts him. I don't think I've seen that big of a rope in my whole life.
That's like what you dock like a giant freighter.
Right. It's like cruise ships use.
Yeah.
Yeah, could easily just push them off right there, but nope. He's an honorable man.
All right, catch your breath. Stretch, maybe.
Yep.
Yeah, get the rocks out of your shoes.
You gotta do that. What a question. You have 6 fingers? Even gives him his sword.
Yeah.
There's a trust built here. It's a beautiful sword.
It is nice.
Give me this.
A little bit of a slash, yeah. Other side.
As much as there's, Wesley and Buttercup, I think this is the heart of the film right here. Is Inigo trying to get his revenge on his father's death.
It's kind of the one we're rooting for most, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Who cares? I'm with Fred Savage. You know, I'm not looking for some sappy love.
Right, yeah.
I don't care if they get reunited.
Yeah.
I want Inigo to get his honor and get his revenge.
Yep. I always find it funny that like they put like modern terms in the movie.
What bills does he have? Yeah, but like,
would they use that term back then? I have to pay bills.
You get like electricity or the gas bill,
right? They're just both prepared. Like, all right, one of us is going to die here, and
how about this set?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very simple.
Just yeah. It's not bad, but it's clearly
yeah,
fake.
You can tell it's a set. I think sometimes when they land, you can like see the pads.
Yeah,
like,
right there.
Under them.
Yeah. You didn't land on the ground.
All right.
Good call there. Thank you. Because they sank like 6 inches right, yeah. When they landed.
I know something you don't know. I've always loved it. And the music. Oh, I love the score. No. So great. Yeah. he didn't. Now it's a sword fight.
Yeah. Now they're both right-handed. Oh, there goes the sword.
Oh, no. What is he going to do? He's an acrobat now.
Yeah. There's just a pole there for some reason attached between the two of
them. Yeah, what purpose does that serve whatsoever?
Acrobatics. I'm assuming you've seen Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Parts of it. I don't think I've ever seen it all the way through.
It's not worth watching, I guess. The stupid Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
But Cary Elwes is in that as well.
Yeah. Isn't he Robin Hood?
Yeah. Then they wear tights.
Oh, get out of town.
That's good form there by Dread Pirate Roberts.
I don't know, how much of it is stuntmen. I mean, obviously here it's the actors. I love this. He's just frantically like, I cannot keep up with this guy.
Oh, no.
Oh, poor Ningo. Just knocks him out.
That's nice.
And you think that's the end of Inigo, you know? But
this is pretty simple stuff. Nice velvet pants there.
Oh, yeah, I never noticed that. I want my whole body draped in velvet.
Only if it was socially acceptable, right? I can believe that he would pick up those boulders if they were real.
I know. Sportsmanlike.
Those hands.
I know. So enormous. Kill each other like civilized people.
So again, here I'm rooting for Andre the Giant.
Right, yeah. Can't even move him.
So is that a problem with the movie, or is it a good thing in the movie?
I don't know. I'd say it's a... Well, because, I mean, we obviously root for them towards the end, so, like...
Yeah.
I think it's intended to show their personality and that they're likable. Acid?
One chokehold, and that's it, huh?
Yeah. I think here, like, he's, like, Cary Elwes is, like, standing on something, because Andre the Giant, like, had, it, like, no strength in his back. It was just excruciating pain.
Was they have, like, were they bad arthritis or something?
I don't know what it was.
Just degenerative?
Yeah. Like, right here, that's a model. You can tell. Look at his face. Or not a model, a stuntman.
Crazy. At least we can tell they're actually outside here.
Yeah, they're definitely outside. But still, simple background, simple, you know. I wonder if those boulders are real or...
I don't know.
Just did a chokehold on him. He's good. He's all right.
That's it.
Yeah. Dream of large women.
Yeah, was Andre the Giant married?
I don't know. I don't think he ever was. What? There's a documentary on HBO about him, and that's why I knew about it. About
him. You know a lot more than me. That's awesome.
You're welcome.
I thought you were just guessing there.
Prince Humperdinck.
Yeah, we still think he's a good guy. No, I mean, he's trying to rescue his lost princess.
Right.
He tried to do a good thing.
And he can tell, you know, just from footprints that there was a there was a sparring here.
Yeah. That's really good. A bit like Revenge of the Sith, though. Let's spring the trap.
Right, yeah. I think Revenge of the Sith got its inspiration from this.
Yeah. I think so, too. You know, I think we should just watch every movie like this.
I know. Why not? All right, Battle of Wits time.
Yeah. What an idiot. He's going to go against a Sicilian?
When death is on the line?
Yeah. I like that he took the time to get the bread, the cheese, and the apples out.
No. Where the hell did that come from?
Strange glasses.
Yeah, that's...
So,
morons.
Plato, Aristotle, Socrates. So, they're all exist morons. In our same world?
Apparently, yeah.
Okay.
But again, it's. They keep bringing up real world things.
Yeah, like paying bills.
Let's say later we'll hear Miracle Max. Wait 15 minutes before you go in swimming. Dig for loose change.
You know, that was the biggest fraud ever perpetrated on American children. It's a whole waiting to go swimming.
Like, what
it's
was
nonsense.
That? Yeah, like what? Parents just didn't want to deal with it after eating or something? Like, what?
The food's in my stomach.
Yeah.
Why would I drown? Nonsense. Yeah, they just want you to just, they don't want to pay attention to you for a half hour. It's our way of saying we need a break. Yeah, get comfortable.
Thanks, man. My shoes are coming off.
Yeah, but
he switched the cuffs. Ooh.
I mean, if you want to unbutton your blouse, you're welcome to.
Oh, thanks, man. Could take off my pants.
Whatever works for you, buddy.
Great monologue here.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty sound logic, though, isn't it?
I know.
I can just see both things.
Are you finished? Not remotely. Dizzying intellect.
Somewhere, yeah. Yeah. The old
what
look over
in the
there,
world?
Trick.
The old switcheroo.
Yeah.
I'll tell you in a minute.
I love his face.
I love those, yeah. I love those goblets. I want one.
Yeah, are they metal?
I don't know. Huh. Brings up the land war in Asia.
Oh, classic blunder. Oops. So was this ethical by the Dread Pirate Roberts here?
No. I mean... yes.
It was.
Yes, he was... You know, Wallace Shawn's character sent his other two henchmen to kill him. They were unsuccessful. Yeah. And now he was trying to kill him. So I think it was all self-defense, you know?
Well, interesting, though, how he spared the first two, but he was clear on intent on killing Wallace Shawn.
Because he knew Wallace Shawn had no honor.
Yeah, that's
least
true.
Andre the Giant had honor by saying, hey, we'll just fight man to man.
Yeah, good point. So he just carries that Iocane around just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. I actually take Iocane daily now just to...
just in case you ever find yourself in this situation. Yeah,
keep building up an immunity to it. So. This movie taught me a lot.
I remember when I was a kid watching this, I remember my friend, you know, when kids tell each other stupid stories.
Yeah.
Because Iocane sort of sounds like cocaine.
Right.
And it's white powder. I'm assuming, I don't know where the word Iocane came from. And you're like, yeah, it's like cocaine, but like stronger. It's this and that.
It's like cocaine.
So it was she kind of being a bitch again, right?
Is that, yeah. Well, but she doesn't know this is Wesley because he has a mask covering his eyes.
Yeah. One thing we know from movies is if your face is partially covered, no one can recognize you.
Clark Kent just had to wear glasses.
Right.
You know?
Even then, yeah, just a pair of glasses.
Yep.
Wish that worked. I killed that guy.
Well. Okay.
I thought it was odorless.
I know. I bet my life on it. So why don't you think Wesley has revealed himself yet to her?
Yeah, what's he waiting for?
Yeah.
It's me. Or is he trying to feel her out that she still loves him? Well, he's hurt, right? Because he thinks she still wants the prince.
Oh,
he doesn't
know
the circumstances.
That's true.
But why is he... But then what? He's rescuing her to just try to win her love back?
Maybe. Or it's just because then there will be a dramatic scene where he says, as you wish, and that's how she discovered it's him.
That sounds closer to the truth. Sure, if I'm loving
that. Storytelling-wise, that's why.
Yeah. With that mask, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. I wonder, was this filmed in like Ireland or something?
Looks like it. It looks like Game of Thrones.
I call it GOT for short.
Yeah. Got. We got different shades of black there in that outfit.
I like that. Life is pain.
Yeah. I like that peach dress. Good stands out.
Would you call it peach?
Well, I don't know. What do you call that? Salmon?
Yeah, salmon. I guess peach. I'll agree with you there.
You got the wife here. Honey, what color is that dress? I said peach. Coral. Oh, coral.
Yes.
Coral's closer.
That's what it is, yep. I knew there was something.
See, she knows. It definitely pops.
It really does, especially, you know, contrast with his black.
What do you think about women with short hair?
It depends.
Yeah. What do you think about Robin Wright with short hair?
Yeah, I like her better with long hair. Okay. You?
100% agree.
Oh, no.
There it goes.
As you wish.
Now I must tumble along down.
It actually, if you pause this at a certain moment,
yeah,
you can see it's a man in a beard nice. Tumbling down.
They're
in
like
a space dress.
Balls.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it's you pause it at the right moment. You can see she's a man in a beard and a dress.
It's a blonde guy with a dress. Yeah. Well, that's not very. There's not a lot of gender equality there. I mean, if a guy can tumble down, I think a woman is just as strong to right. tumble down as well.
That's what I've always
they
said.
They should have sent some chick down there.
They're catching up to him.
They are, but true love.
Yeah, true love can't stop anything.
Yeah, no shit. I'm alive. I was just wearing a mask. Why couldn't you tell?
You don't know my eyes? This is a little rat tail he has.
That's good. I don't know why that wasn't popular.
Death cannot stop true love, Dave.
No, there's no way it can. I was watching the Mask, Jim Carrey, the other night.
Were you?
Yeah, everybody in that movie has a ponytail.
I keep meaning to watch that again. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, made me think of that.
Oh, yeah, doesn't the bad guy have one?
They all have ponytails. Yeah. I don't know where that came from.
Back to Fred Savage. Eating a peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, he's all into this thing. He's sitting up. He's got his orange juice, a sandwich. Columbo's reading him a story. That's a terrible Santa in the background, by the way.
I was just about to say. So, is this technically a Christmas movie? Is it,
I guess so.
Does it take place during Christmas?
I don't know.
There's no way of knowing.
It's a mystery.
Uh-oh. What is it? R-O. Rats of Extraordinary Size. R-O-E-S. Nah. I'm probably butchering it. Well, we're about to find out, folks.
Well, don't spoil it, dude.
I know. It's our first time watching.
Well, we got some scary music here.
Yeah.
Some strange sounds.
I don't think you could do a commentary on a movie you haven't seen. Right?
I mean, we could try.
No, dude. Maybe.
This kind of looks like Dagobah.
It does, yeah. Well, this movie is 87, so yeah, I mean, they could have.
They all use the same sets to save money.
Hey, Irvin Kushner, can we can we borrow your set? Lucasfilm, can we? I think the book of this movie is the same way, like it's someone reading to their kid.
Oh, this was a novel?
Yeah. So calm he is, putting out a fire.
He's all business.
I know.
Or is that just bad acting?
Act panicked. Okay.
No, I can't. I must have a straight face.
Ah, we know the sound. There's a sound before it comes out.
Yeah.
Most likely kill you in the morning.
I mean, knocking those things down pretty easily. I'd like to get a machete and just go hack around.
That would be a lot of fun. I would enjoy that. So he is the Dread Pirate Roberts then.
Yeah.
He just chose not to choose a successor, I assume.
It's like all an act.
It's all about perception.
Yeah. So it's just like a title that gets handed down.
Right, yeah.
Very scary.
Like the three-eyed rat raven.
Same thing.
Oh, no.
She just fell right into a hole.
Quicksand.
Yep.
Instant sand. Heroic moment here.
Look at him going right down in there.
I know.
Into something. What do we believe that that is under that sand?
I think, don't they call it instant sand or something?
Here comes this rat creature.
Oh, this creeped me out as a kid.
It's crazy because it looks totally stupid now.
I know.
Like, awful.
Oh.
Oh, thank God they're okay.
A great score to go along with the triumphant moment.
When I was a kid, I got stuck in some mud, like, up to my knees.
Yeah.
And it scared the absolute crap out of me.
How'd you get stuck in mud?
I was just walking around the woods, and it looked like almost like quicksand, I guess, which looked fine. I went a couple of steps, and I couldn't get out.
Don't struggle. That just makes it worse.
Yeah, then I sank up to my neck and almost died. No, not really, but up to my knees. Yeah, we all have severe trauma as children.
Absolutely. I was in my knees in mud.
I got dirty.
Aw. We may as well die here. Listing all the things to avoid. There we go. There it is. Totally a little guy in a suit attacking our hero. Oof. Yeah, that always creeped me out as a kid, this bite here. Ugh. Hated this thing. Look at that. Look at that. Ugh, the tongue. Tongue is terrible. Oh, get him. Hit him with the club. Here we go. Gotta wait for the flame. Oh, no. There's that noise. And he's dead. Oh, that noise is so creepy he makes when he gets burned. So creepy. And then just the classic stab. Hey, thanks for joining me, Dave.
Hey, no problem. Glad to be here.
Oh.
How many times are you going to stab that thing?
Oh, the noise he makes. Terrible.
And that shoulder.
Looks like a nice little meadow.
Yeah, it's looking the same thing.
We did it.
Oh, man.
Now they done it.
Humperdink.
Lorenza, we wish to strengthen me, but it won't accept. Don't make yourself
Yeah, the fire swamp was a real pleasure. I mean, I'd say if there's anything we've learned from movies is when, you know, the guy opposing the good guy, he can always be trusted, right?
Right.
100%. You can always take him at his word.
Yeah. No matter what, there's no questioning needed. Of course he's going to return him to his ship.
Oh, that mustache is absurd.
I know.
What's the point?
It's just so tiny.
Just shave this stupid thing. Now that's a nice goatee.
Yeah. That's manly. Good old Christopher Guest.
Yeah. He's a great villain.
He really is. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's a weird looking finger.
When they count there, how many were? Okay, six fingers. Whoops.
They're big into knocking people out like that.
Yeah. I wish it was that easy.
Yeah.
How about this creature?
Oh, this thing always creeped me out too.
What are we looking at here?
With that like little sore on his lip. Yeah. Why is he gray?
The bit of despair.
Yeah. He seems to enjoy this job, though. Yeah. You know, better I can say for any of us.
Right. So
yeah, what are those sores around his mouth?
Probably herpes.
Yeah, some kind of.
Probably went to the local whorehouse.
Get a little.
Yeah.
Some herpes action. He definitely would have to pay. He's got like black on his tongue.
Yeah. Old school humor there.
Like walk this way.
Until I kill you.
Yeah, he's got a good attitude. Man.
Yeah.
He's cheery.
You know. I like a guy who likes his job, you know?
Yeah. What's that on his neck?
Oh, so gross.
Yeah, the hair is not even blonde either. It's also gray.
Right.
It's powder.
Very brave. Poor Princess Buttercup. My father's failing health.
Well, what are you so afraid of for Buttercup, though? I mean, if she didn't push him down that hill.
I know.
So this is all her fault.
Right. What, have you seen Humperdinck in anything else?
Hold it.
The actor?
Yeah, he's been in stuff.
I think he does great in this movie. Like,
yeah.
He's like a... scummy,
or is he just like a British stage actor and seems familiar? I don't know.
I want to say I've seen him here and there in things, but yeah, I think this is 100% his biggest role.
Fred Savage is really mad here. He's not liking the way the story's going. So, Humperdinck is played by Chris Sarandon, born in West Virginia.
Okay.
Would you,
you thought he was
that?
British?
I thought he would. Wouldn't you? No, he's got a good accent, no?
Yeah. Well, I think he's doing more of the old English, like the old, I don't think he's really doing British. He's doing like, oh, this boo lady. So crude. They did a great job of making people ugly in this.
His eyebrows are great, yeah.
Ugh. Like, I wonder if they were doing the makeup and the eyebrows weren't enough. Let's give her a little mole here.
Bow.
Bow down. Yo.
Well, I'm scrolling through his IMDb. He did a lot of TV and a lot of voice work.
That makes sense.
And that's about where I'm ending. There's nothing in here that I could see in any movies that he's been in.
Yeah.
But, you know, great performance in this.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we trust him still.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we?
Seems reasonable, right?
Yeah. I mean,
send letters in 4 directions.
Yeah. If he doesn't respond.
Yeah. Don't kill yourself, girl.
I know. You'd have a good life. You know?
I'm going to try to reach out.
Yeah.
You know, I'm making a good faith effort here.
Yeah. Even though he's not doing it, but still. Yeah, you know. Again, she's just being a bratty. Hold on. I think this is a good line here.
Oh, man.
All this for war.
What a scheme.
So I guess he's not good after all, Dave.
No,
I think we just found out.
Yeah. Totally wrong there.
When I strangle her on our wedding night.
He's a very busy man.
I'm swamped. If you haven't had your health, you haven't had anything. So how does this contraption work, Dave?
It sucks the life out of him.
Okay, that's how it works. Gotcha.
On a measured scale. Like a video game. Yeah, you just plug the thing in there, it goes on his temples, and bada bing, bada boom. Hi, Arya. Good girl.
He's talking to his dog.
She's a good girl.
I'll use the lowest.
Yeah, it's very polite. It's got a little meter there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the water comes down. I don't know what you're not getting. And then there's a wheel. The water turns the wheel.
Well, naturally, there's a wheel this place in time.
Oh, okay. So there are 6 suction cups with hoses.
So they're putting water in his veins, maybe?
No, the water just powers the mechanism that sucks the life out of his body.
Oh, okay.
This seems really simple to me. I don't know what the issue is here.
I sucked 1 year of your life away.
He's very polite.
I know.
See? Sucking life. He just said it.
I feel silly for even asking.
Oh, so I forget. Yeah, it's a year meter. Yeah. So you just sucked 1 year.
Yep.
That's very precise.
Yeah. You know, he just wanted to test it out. I'm surprised they don't have like half years.
You could do, yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, like when you do half 3 months, ratings.
For 3 months.
Yeah, 1 day.
Yeah.
Oh, look at him cry. What a baby.
Oh, 1 year. Oh. Oh, this guy. Such a sleazy.
Yeah.
Sia.
Doesn't know what he's doing, yeah.
Don't touch my chair. Setting up the framing of killing his wife.
Yeah. I was just thinking of that little touch there about grabbing the chair and all this stuff. You know, when you're making a movie, you gotta, if you pay attention to these little details, it's great and it lasts forever.
And the more you watch a movie, the more you get those little details.
Yeah.
And
arrested.
Arrested.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, he's in quite the predicament.
A little bit of Robin Hood here.
Maybe. Little Robin. No? Yeah, Robin Hood action.
Definitely using movie lights there.
Yeah.
You know, that's not the sun. I think that was a nice change. Using natural light.
I know, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
over the years.
Up. Oh, Inigo went back to drinking.
I was like, what, that 5 bottles there? 6 bottles? Yep. He's drinking one still?
Yeah. Is he depressed that he lost in a sword fight?
Yeah.
Yes, they're both back.
Awesome. Our favorite duo. Look at the size of his hand. It's bigger than his head.
I know.
How about a look in his face?
It's you.
Oh, it don't smell good.
You don't smell so good either.
Look at him. He's so happy. He's so drunk. That looks like good stew.
I know. The stew always looked good to me for some reason. The potato, like.
Yeah. Carrot, some beef action.
Head in soup.
Hot and cold.
That's enough.
Do you think that would sober you up?
No, I don't think anything works like that at all.
There's no such thing as sobering up with methods.
Like having a cup of coffee? That doesn't work. Yeah.
So what they're trying to do here, I forget. Like what? Did he just find out about a 6-finger man or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Love that.
Blood tonight.
His lines are like the greatest lines
yeah.
in this movie. serious lines, and then comedic lines are other ones. I carry the key.
Ah, my dulcet darling. The night we married. Tomorrow morning, your men will escort us to Southern Channel. But every ship in my armada waits to accompany us on our hunt.
Every ship which will fall past us,
of course.
Of course.
I just got caught.
Oh no.
Oh no, yeah.
Women know. They just know. They have this sense.
Well, I think maybe they just always assume you're lying.
that's their trick. That's actually not a bad strategy. Just always assume he's lying. If not, great. If so, I was right.
Yeah. I have zero trust.
Oh no.
And when I say you are a coward, this is only because you are the slimiest weakling ever to crawl the earth.
Shouldn't say such things.
Nope. So is father the king? Does he have no power at this point?
Yeah, he's him in the beginning. He couldn't even stand.
Oh no! Not to 50. He's sucking life from him, Dave.
50 years?
Yep.
What does that mean? So how old is he here? Like in his 20s, 30? Yeah.
So he probably has like a year left. Well, back in those days, he probably died at 35.
Yeah, so... Because there's a way you could put it back, maybe? Where does that life go?
I don't get it. Like, is it just you'll die sooner or you'll... I don't know. Well, I just don't know.
So if you were going to live to 80, it means he's going to die at 30.
Excuse me. Physic? Oh, just kill that guy.
I love that. You just literally just drop your fist on his head. It's just gravity there.
Yep.
Father, guide my sword.
He does a great accent,
yeah.
I must say. Andre the Giant, not so much, but you know, we still love him.
No, I don't think it's just one voice.
Yes. It's a little latch door in a tree. Who would have thunk? Who would have thunk it, Dave?
Never.
Uh-oh. Fred Savage isn't having it.
Yeah. This is not fair.
It's really not. But he's only faking, right?
We don't know. I had that model Ferrari behind him, by the way. See that?
You have what?
That red model Ferrari behind Fred Savage.
Oh, do you?
I had that.
Oh.
This looks like He-Man behind him, too.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely He-Man.
Captain America. Yeah. What was that, Green Goblin? Or Green Lantern? What was that?
I don't know. Uh-oh.
The fridge.
Yep.
So they're in Chicago.
Yep. We know this now.
A lot of movies in the 80s took place in Chicago.
Yeah. Even movies now, I think. Yeah. I think it's cheap to film there or something. We're going to need a miracle.
Yep. Huh.
Time for the great Billy Crystal.
This is makeup. It looks like a troll.
I know. It's so creepy.
What the hell? You got a bad attitude.
He's already dead, so, you know, why not take a look? Gain a little extra cash.
Yeah.
I've seen worse.
You are wrong, Mike. You've been collecting much like for that. Marked at least 20 years. The first time I was met. Where's that ghost, man? He probably owns the money.
Are you a Billy Crystal guy?
Yeah, I love Billy Crystal.
Mostly dead. Another real world kind of reference there. Yeah.
I like that billow trying to get air in those lungs. True enough. The wild.
To blame. Oh, this, she used to creep me out as a kid. Love that line. You're not a witch, I'm your life. I'm your wife.
How old are they supposed to be?
I don't know. And are they human? Like, what?
Nobody's here.
Chocolate coated pill.
Yeah. That's massive. Did she go 15 minutes swimming?
Such a tiny little cameo, but it's so
very memorable. Yeah.
And then this third act is where it's at in this movie.
Yeah. Okay. I love that they're basically like moving a corpse around.
I know. It's like Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah. Why didn't they just give it to him right away?
I know. Why wait till they're in earshot of the guards? Love that line. Let me sum up. Excited about a wiggled figure. love his child boy joy.
The wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow.
Just, how about this one? Yeah. Just keeping it inside my shirt.
What the hell is a Holocaust cloak?
Yeah. Yeah, what the hell?
Moving his head.
At least he's giving her a nice wedding.
Yeah, you know, he'll kill her tonight, but
strangle her.
Yeah. Not just killer, not just a quick death, but no, a struggling, you know.
He's going to do it himself.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, that's noble of him, I will say.
Yeah.
You know? Not noble, but, you know, it's...
He's not a coward.
Right, exactly, exactly.
It's definitely points in his favor.
Good little physical comedy there by Cary Elwes being all limp. Here's the fame. Another famous
Michael Scott
scene. Marriage. Wedding is the fusing of two hot metals with a torch. Like, who came up with this idea? Like, let's have a priest that talks like this. Marriage.
Well, Spaceballs have that too, no?
What?
The guy who married the...
He was weird, yeah. I forget what he... yeah, that's totally a puppet thing.
Yeah, that wasn't his face earlier. Yeah,
it was like a... What do you call that? Paper mache? Mache? I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying, Dave. No survivors.
So he's gonna light himself on fire, and they're. Am I just not getting that?
What do you mean? They're not like they don't understand that there's people behind him.
Well, I mean,
people back then, I think, would be
superstitious and scared. Yeah.
If I didn't know people were behind him, and that came to me in the middle of the night, I'd be creeped out even in this world, Dave.
Yeah, but you're like, okay, so he's burning, so just let him burn, no?
That's true. Just let him burn. Just give it some time.
Uh-oh. Oh, this is great. This guy's screwed.
Tear his arms off. I wonder if that was a callback to Star Wars with Wookiees tearing out their arms.
Maybe, yeah.
Man and wife.
There you go. There's the dad. He doesn't seem to know what's going on.
I'm going to kill myself. Here we go. We're getting to the classic, "You killed my father."
Yeah, good acting still there by Cary Elwes. Yeah. Think Andre was actually holding him up there?
I think I need to notice that more as physical comedy. Like, yeah. You know, it's...
I'd say that's one of the things you need to work on.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll do it in the podcast.
Oh, that was a great surgery.
I know, man. Especially with the guy behind him. He stabs him. Like, that actually looked realistic, but like wasn't like over the top.
Yeah, great choreography.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Way to go.
Coward. He has six fingers.
Yeah.
You have one extra limb than him. What are you scared of?
It's a clear advantage. Bad guys always run. You know? Yep. Even in the cartoons.
So true. Come back! You love how he starts freaking out here.
Yeah. Get the musical hits every time he hits the door.
Yep.
The screaming. Yeah.
This movie was not nominated for any Oscars, even score or anything like that.
That's great.
There you are.
Andre the Giant is great.
I know.
Well, I wonder, curious what the box office was on this, if it was a big hit or not, or was it something that just happened to
gained like a following after.
She seems to not really. She's very open nice. About her suicide.
I know, and he's just like, "Won't that be nice? She kissed me."
So this thing made $31 million and had a budget of $16 million. So it made money. I mean, doubled the
budget of $16 million.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It grossed 31.
Sure, yeah, back then 31 was a good amount.
So it's, you know, 32 years ago,
and I'm sure it's gained way more with DVD sales and. Blu-ray sales and all that.
It's just crazy, though. You look at some movies like, you know, Shrek made, you know, $1 billion or something.
Yeah. But this was 87, so.
Yeah. But that doesn't sound like a massive hit, though, even still, even yeah, though it was profitable.
True. Yeah.
This kind of sucks, huh?
Yeah.
It's very cold where they are.
Yeah, you do see their breath, don't you? Can you imagine being stabbed in the gut?
That would suck.
How do you know you never have had it happen?
Yeah, maybe it's not so bad.
Yeah, maybe it's just like, oh, pinches.
Well, it burns a little bit, but I'll live. Oh, pulling out the dagger.
Yep. You live in a very tall castle. I think I'd take the death of just jumping to my death over this.
Oh. Just laying in the bed. You would jump? I'm too scared to jump.
Well, if we're talking about killing ourselves, Dave, so you would stab yourself?
Maybe.
Damn.
I'm too afraid to jump.
I think the ultimate, though, would just be a, you know, bullet to the head, you know.
Yeah, tough to come by in this place. Maybe I'd hook myself up to the life-sucking machine.
Yeah.
But that's really painful. No, I think poisoning. I'd go poison.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, especially as fast as, Vicini?
Yeah.
As fast as he died.
I know. He's in the middle of a I could just tell myself a good joke, and then yeah. I just croak.
Ooh, that rhymed. Joke and croak.
Croak joke.
Ooh, stabbed to the shoulder.
Ouchies.
Ooh, stabbed in the arm. That's actually, actually looks like it's going inside him.
I know. A lot of blood going on there, too.
Here we go.
Oh. Hello. Oops.
Still weak. Oh, the music with the...
Awesome.
Swords hitting.
This is sort of like professional wrestling when you start getting your strength back.
Yeah.
Yeah, the musical hits.
Oh, ooh. He gets stabbed. Got stabbed. That, if we ever did a top five best scenes of all time,
yeah.
I think this might be in my top five for
absolutely.
Sure. Such a epic moment. Revenge.
He gets him to basically beg and still kills him.
Yep. And he still, you know, doesn't bring his father back. He realizes that.
No, but he's still, so, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, he could take all the money he wants and all that, but nope, that won't bring my father back either.
Nope.
This is where I learned about that if you don't say I do, you know you're not married.
It's legally binding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To the pains, the first thing you lose will be your feet below the ankles, then your hands at the wrists, next to your nose.
And then my tongue, I suppose. I killed you too quickly the last time, a mistake I don't mean to duplicate for nine.
I wasn't finished. The next thing you lose will be your left eye, followed by your right.
And then my ears, I understand. Let's get
Oh, dang. Good acting there. Possible pig? Who did this score? Let me see. Here we go. Another great line.
Excellent. It's just all intimidation.
Yeah.
All bluffing. So I said, here. Grabs his coat or whatever. Tucks it in. A little duct tape.
So if they just leave him there tied, someone will eventually find him, and then they'll be chased down the rest of their lives, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah. What's the plan there?
I don't know.
But they're not going to kill him, you know? They're good people.
Yeah. They're very noble.
Buttercup.
Aww. He couldn't even hold her here. He was, she was like held up by strings while she's in his arms.
Man, how did he?
That's how bad his back was.
How did he work?
I don't know.
Is that near the end of his life?
Yeah, I think so. No more kissing. He doesn't mind now. And we don't either now.
No, I like
it. We don't either.
Look at a sloppy tie.
You're so focused on that.
It's a nice picture there.
Yep.
Beautiful. Even though it's yucky kisses.
Ew, icky. So he was there all night. Now dad's home from work.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what's your dad doing here? I was just reading Fred a book. Oh, get him out of here. Yeah. I love this. Okay. All right. Okay.
Aww.
Aww. As you wish.
Was there
it was a callback from earlier, Dave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Wesley used to say that to Buttercup.
I forgot that, yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't so mean it's like a pedophile grandpa, right?
No, it does not mean that.
Okay.
So there we have it. Dave, we just did a commentary on Princess Bride. I hope you all enjoyed watching it with us, enjoyed our little comments here and there. It's been fun, Dave.
It's been a hell of an experience. Do we want to give this thing a rating while we're here?
Yeah, what the hell? I'll give it 3.5 stars and... 5 buckets of popcorn.
Yeah, I'm going to go 1 star higher. I'm going to go 4 stars. This is a fantastic film. And highly entertaining. I'm just going to go 4 and 4.
Okay.
I'm going to call this a great movie. Love it. Lots of laughs. There's little things that we nitpicked here and laughed at, but it's all in good fun.
Right.
Every actor is great. Andre the Giant was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Great direction. Great. Yeah, even Fred Savage. So
look
good.
At that. Yeah. Fred Savage, Robin Wright. But yeah, great, great film. Great classic. It's one everyone should see. Yeah.
Hope you all enjoyed this.
I wonder where it was in our top 50. I forget. It definitely was in there. I want to say it was top 20.
One of these days we'll have to revisit that list.
Yeah. Someday. All right, Dave, let's get out of here.
Man, can we end the commentary now?
Yeah, we're going to end the commentary. We're going to, at BlockbusterCast is where you can find us on Twitter. At BC Cord, at Dave_Quist. That's our personals. And hey, we have a spinoff podcast called At Disney Plus Talk. Give that a follow and a listen, and rate and review us on iTunes. But that's it for us. For Dave, I'm Ben. And as always, grab some popcorn, grab some snacks. We'll catch you guys
at the movies.